You're listening to Donuts and Top Cow.
Two great tastes that taste better together.
Thank you for listening. My name is John Grigas.
And I'm Josh Crawley.
And we have a donut girl with us today.
Woo-woo.
Come on over with the donuts. All right, we've got donuts today, Josh, and I tell you what, we pulled out all stops this time. We have something called Brothers Donuts.
They look like they're one of those regional bakery, tasty, come in a little window box type tastiness.
That's exactly what we got, and it is a regional bakery from Edwardsburg, Michigan. And I got this at a local grocery store. It was picked out by my daughter, Leah, who seemed to want some powdered sugar donuts today. So we've got some, and she says, you're the donut girl. You're making me work hard today, lady. So my daughter would say hello, but she got shy.
I can smell those from here.
She's our donut girl today, and they do smell awful good. So we're going to enjoy some donuts. And today, Josh, we're going to look through Top Cow solicits for May 2011, so in your latest edition of Previews.
That would be Previews issue number 270. It starts on page, the Image Comic section starts on page 167. And actually, this month, the main image on the little checklisty type deal is an Artifacts cover by Eric Canetta featuring a swarm of Aphrodite Fours.
Yeah, that'll get you set for Artifacts 9. Artifacts 9 is the issue of Artifacts that's solicited in this previews. I do want to say, just my little editorial opinion, that I'm not crazy that the Top Cow titles are blended into the Image section of the previews now. Nothing against Image, because, you know, we'd go through those anyway. But it was kind of handy having Top Cow have its own section. But I guess they blended their marketing departments together.
Yeah, that when marketing and production all kind of got rolled together, that was, it seems to be what caused all that. Speaking of some of that, though, Christine Dinn.
I saw the news.
She's DC's social marketing team. I don't know the actual title of what they're called, but congrats, Christine. Yay.
So congrats there. Back to Artifacts 9. The write-up says, as the final act of Artifacts begins, so the final arc will begin with a new artist, Jeremy Hahn. That was we talked about on a previous episode. As that begins, the lines have been drawn, and the ultimate battle for the fate of the Top Cow universe begins. The alliance formed by Sarah Pazzini, bearer of the Witchblade, and Jackie Estacado, host of the Darkness, has been battered to the edge of defeat. Meanwhile, the antagonist's machinations have gone exactly as planned, and his bearers move to bring about Armageddon to remake the world. One question remains. What role will Sarah and Jackie's daughter Hope play in the end of the universe?
Bum, bum, bum.
So Hope's hanging on through 9, at least, I see.
Yeah, and this isn't totally spoiler alert, and you don't know this because you haven't read Artifact 6 yet like I have.
I haven't yet. No. I'll have you know this the night before Artifact 6 comes out.
So. Yeah, normally we record in the morning, which is why I'm a little more sleepy sounding than usual, maybe. But we actually get to see the antagonists. Yeah, is revealed.
Good. 6 issues in, it's time. We've had enough guesses, so let's see how that goes. I'm excited
to find not
out.
Completely 6 issues. Well, I mean, 6 issues, technically, yes.
You got the 0.
Well, I wasn't thinking of the 0 issue, but another random thing that I don't think we've talked about yet, the Artifacts 1/2 was actually bumped for the Darkness 2 video game Free Comic Book Day this year.
I saw that. So does Artifacts 1/2 not exist anymore?
My hope is that maybe it'll just be done, not knowing. Actually, I don't know if it was ever announced who was drawing it. If Japon was, maybe it'll just kind of maybe go between issues 8 and 9 to give Jeremy a little more time. Because Wiles is flying through issues at this rate.
Everything's wrapping up, so that's hopeful and good. And Just put it into the Absolute Edition, and I'll be happy getting
it. Yeah, I want one of those. What do we got next here?
Sign us on. Also solicited from Top Cow is Last Mortal. We talked about Last Mortal number one on our First Look episode. We looked at the First Look trade paperback. And that's a story by John Mahoney and Philip Sablik, with the art and cover by Thomas Natchlik.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we actually talked about this issue already, so there's probably not really... If you haven't read it yet, definitely check that episode out. Otherwise, you know, for an extra dollar, you could buy that Top Cow First Look book and get five more comics.
That's true. Last Mortal was good. I'm looking forward to number two, actually, because I'm assuming that number one is the same as the number one that went into the First Look trade. And that's under their Minotaur imprint. So it's black and white. It's got a lot more indie feel to it. And it's an interesting enough story. I think it's going to be worth looking at.
Yeah, a bit of crime in there. Who doesn't like crime? Except for maybe the cops.
Right. Comic issue that I have on my list, The Darkness 93, story by Phil Hester and art by Sheldon Mitchell. And this one features a Bane cover. Not a Bane cover, but a cover by the artist
Bane. Yeah, for a second there, I really shouldn't have. I was like, wait, what?
Yes, get another more crossovers? No.
For some reason, I can't seem to find that yet. Maybe it's after a couple of these relisted
trades. I think it's later
trades. Ah, here we go.
And this is Outer Darkness Part 4. So even as the darkness itself moves against its rebellious host, Jackie has staccato, he realizes there is another entity marshaling forces against him, who is the skeleton in Jackie's closet that has come back seeking revenge and possibly control of the darkness. Find out in this issue.
My guess is going to be Jenny. I think Phil Hester would do something sick and twisted like that. I mean, in this book, at least.
Possibly so. One note that I have from... the Emerald City Comic Con was a couple of weekends ago, and Top Cow had a panel. One of the little nuggets of news they discussed, and I don't know how much news it is, but they described the run of the darkness between 90 and 100 is pretty much the culmination of everything Phil Hester's really trying to drive this title to. So 93 is right in the heart of things.
About the end of the first act-ish. That's all I got.
They've been good. I've liked the Phil Hester Darkness.
Oh, yeah. I don't actually remember when I started reading The Darkness again. Shortly after Phil took over, I think. I think I've pretty much been reading it since Phil came on.
Well, it's been good. Witchblade 147 is also solicited. And this one... has Sarah back in it. It's part two of a Tiamat, I guess is how you pronounce it. And the description: in modern-day New York, the ancient Babylonian goddess Tiamat seeks vengeance upon the current Witchblade bearer, Sarah Pizzini, to settle an ancient score. With the weight of recent events bearing down on her, can Sarah possibly stave off a power older than civilization itself? And it's written by Ron Mars, with art and cover by Stefan Sajic. And they charge towards the landmark issue 150. They drop that tease in there.
I'm going to go on record as saying Sarah can stave off the power older than civilization, partially because she has a power herself, possibly older than civilization. And because, really, that's one of the things I love about this book, is Sarah just kicking the crap out of people. The cover art, which I'm assuming is for this issue, it looks like she's holding, like, a crown-type dealy. I hope she's going to put that on and it'll do something crazy.
Yeah, a crown or a mask or something.
Yeah. Gives Japon some more crazy, crazy, awesome double-page action spreads to draw. I mean, in addition to the other stuff, too, but...
Right.
He's good for definitely a good double-page spread every issue.
Oh, without question. Doing some beautiful work. I also see now number two, Netherworld, number two is coming out. Now, Netherworld.
Oh, you got these all out of order on me.
Yeah.
I got to go backwards in previews.
Spring training is well in underway, and I'm just throwing curveballs at Josh left and right.
Brian Edward Hill and Rob Levin.
That's right. And this is the big, kind of the next big launch with Top Cow this year. April, number one will ship, and now here's number two. Although it's being solicited now as a five-issue miniseries.
I'm okay with that.
And the description I've had, just kind of a, well, give me the, you know, give me the one-line pitch for this. A lot of parallels to The Matrix and Inception as far as how the story goes.
We are all lost, which many of you may notice from a lot of the random blank black graffiti-looking ads that were going around a month or two ago. My Twitter avatar, I actually tossed my picture on there because that was fun. Ray rescued Madeline from the clutches of the city's criminal underworld, but nothing is what it seems. Where in the hell did those demonic thugs come from, and what do they want from Madeline? As the veil peels, revealing the true face of the city, Ray will be confronted with the ultimate decision. Save himself, or save everyone. But when everything you've known is suddenly a lie, where do you find the truth? That was really weird reading that without practicing and reading all the text.
Well, nice job.
Thank you.
So you're looking forward to this title, Josh?
You know, I am. I didn't see Inception. I honestly have no great desire to see Inception. I enjoyed the first Matrix movie. I enjoy Persephone from the second Matrix movie. I didn't care much for the third one, except again for Persephone in a red dress this time. And but I like what these guys do, so yeah.
Yeah, looking like some good stuff. So pretty winning lineup, I think, for the month of May from Top Cow. The one thing I do see also is they're soliciting a trade of the 2010 pilot season.
Yes.
And that covers the pilot issues of 39 Minutes, Asset, Crosshair, Forever, and 7 Days from Hell.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this a little bit, touch on it. I have the first pilot season trade. Volume 3 has been solicited, which is the Robert Kirkman stuff. And as a retailer, it annoys me a little bit that they even bother putting the offered again Volume 3 text there, because it's kind of like, why don't we just not bother even talking about it until it's done?
Well, there's one Kirkman issue yet to ship, is that right?
Yeah. Well, I honestly don't remember how many. I gave up keeping track. And I don't feel bad about it. If we were to talk about them. But, and the other thing this actually makes me wonder is, why was there not a Pilot Season Volume 2 trade?
That is interesting, because they've offered again Volume 1 and Volume 3, and now they're soliciting Volume 4.
That had, I think that was Genius, Twilight Guardian, Lady Pentagon, which I don't think I just pronounced that right. I'm never good at pronouncing that. But that stuff, you know, I had stuff I would actually like to read.
So we're asking for maybe throw one together for Volume 2, because I know Twilight Guardian and I know Genius. So I'm interested in what also was up there against them.
Oh, yeah. Did you read that pilot season issue on Newsarama for Genius?
I didn't, no.
Okay. That's okay. I forgive you.
My stack, it's still hanging up there. I'm still working through the accursed trades for Darkness.
I just took a bite of donut, and I have no idea what to say.
That's all right, because I'm going to go on to talk a little more about the Emerald City Comic Con.
Yes.
Top Cow had a panel, and I haven't heard it, but I have seen some of the notes off of it. There are a couple of sites that covered it. Bleeding Cool probably had the most bullet points on it, and they focused on the Netherworld launch in April. They mentioned the Darkness issues from Phil Hester that we had talked about. They announced that there's a deluxe hardcover of Echoes being planned for a June release, so that should be in next month's previews.
I wonder if that'll be a giant, huge deluxe like the Firstborn Broken Trinity, or just maybe a other imagey style kind of Marvel Omnibus Dimensions.
Yeah, I don't
trim
know.
Size.
Maybe we'll get some more information at C2E2 next week. Here's what I wonder about with C2E2. They teased again that the Artifacts 13 artist is going to be a big name and a big draw, but they didn't say who it was.
I've already said Mark Silvestri.
You think they're going to announce that at C2E2?
How can it? Well, I don't know. Though, actually, this is the first year in probably about 10 years I actually will be planning on going to a panel at a convention, and I will be going to the Top Cow panel. And, whether or not they mention it, though, I don't see how it couldn't be. I mean, they got Mark to do, you know, like, Marvel got Mark to do Messiah Complex 1, I think. Stuff like that, so I can't see why Mark wouldn't do the culmination of kind of the possible rebirth of the Top Cow universe.
I think it would be awesome. Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. If you have the apocalypse, how do we start it up? And so you just got to get, hope they open up for questions and get a hold of a microphone there. Weigh in.
First thing I'd probably say is, can I have a donut?
Right. Excellent.
I'm not used to talking about Top Cow without donuts.
We'll have to stock you up and have you bring
That's
some.
That's totally a lie. I talk to customers all the time about Top Cow when I don't have donuts. So, yeah.
The other interesting thing I thought and saw in there, they showed a slide of Satan who shows up in Magdalena 6.
We haven't talked about Magdalena at all. 6 is the most recent issue, right? Six is the next one, isn't
it? Well, 5's come out and 6 is the next one.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I did not see that picture. I can't say much about it.
Got me interested, that's all I can say. So.
Wow, and, yeah, I'm not used to not having so much stuff to talk about.
I know. Well, this is a short episode. Josh, any other thoughts on coming attractions for the Top Cow universe or Top Cow overall?
You know, convention season's getting going. There's going to be news flying, of which half of it I don't honestly actually pay attention to. Wow, I can't even talk right now. Pay attention to anyways, because half the time it switches. But, you know, I try and keep up with at least the stuff that interests me or isn't too likely to change.
Well, we'll see if we find out about Artifacts 13 or if they're going to hold on for San Diego to announce that. I can see that just as likely.
Well, San Diego, I think by then.
They'll probably solicit.
I think solicitations might be due by then.
Next week is the time, Top Cow. Here we're ready to hear about it.
Yeah, I don't know what other bigger conventions are coming up between now and then, except maybe WonderCon? Or am I wrong?
Heroes, probably.
Heroes is,
or is that after?
June. I think that's just a month. So possibly. But, we'll see.
Well, we're watching. I'm sure you're watching, too. If you have any insight or if you have any ideas, please give us an email. Our email is dtcpodcast@gmail.com.
You can find us on Twitter, too. I usually run my mouth about a bunch of random stuff.
Josh is awful active on Twitter. He's at Josh Crawley, Crawley. And I am on and off active. It all depends on my work day. And I'm at JG Madison W. And we'd love to engage with you and hear your thoughts, because that's what this is all about. That's what this podcast is all about, to just chat about some Top Cow and have an excuse to eat some donuts at the same time.
Did we get any email?
Not since the last episode.
Oh, I'm calling Wade out on this then. I'm not going to use Wade's last name. For various reasons, I'll tell you off the air, but, I'm calling you out, Wade. Cause Wade picked up the, Top Cow First Look book.
Oh, good.
And, said some other things that he was interested in. And I was like, dude, yeah, send an email in. We're recording tomorrow. And he didn't.
Well, it's not too late, Wade. So we'd love to hear your thoughts and share that. We also have
a really strong word. I don't know if I'd say that.
All right. So Josh is ready for it. I'd love to hear it. And we also, just a coming attraction to our listeners, We also have an audio comment coming up from a listener who's putting some work together, and anytime you have it ready, we're ready for it. So if you'd like to send us something, you can send it to dtcpodcast@gmail.com. We'd like to thank Westfield Comics, our sponsor, for the space and the support. You can find Westfield Comics at www.westfieldcomics.com. They do online subscription service and recent back issues. And even cooler, though, Westfield has two retail locations in Madison, Wisconsin, worth a trip to Madison, if only to shop for comics. One on the west side off of Mineral Point Road, and one near downtown on the near east side, just off of Williamson Street.
Technically, we're on Williamson.
Excellent.
The address is
the address.
Actually,
is
the address of the other store is Mineral Point Road, too, but it doesn't face that road. It's goofy like that.
It is. Well, they are both in shopping centers, so if you drive by, it won't be a standalone building. They will be in part with some other retail. And give a look. Come on by. Say hi. Say who you are. We'll buy you a donut.
But not this week, because I'll be gone Thursday through Sunday for C2E2.
Go to C2E2 if you happen to be there. Get a hold of Josh on Twitter and let him know you're in the building. He'll find you in the McCormick Place. Love to compare notes. And
if you buy me a donut, I might try and get something cool Top Cow related for you in return.
Hard to beat.
Yeah.
Have a great week.
Good journey.